Hey, 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 don't touch that dial. Youth Beat is coming right up here on Columbus Community Radio. We're here to brighten up your Monday evening and chase away that winter chill. We'll start out with a Positively Charged, then hand you over to our ace reporter Nishant Makija and Upper Arlington City Council member Kip Greenhill, who talks about how his community is making it easier for youth to get out and about. We'll follow that up with a dose of Creature Feature and add a quote for good measure. So wherever you are, get comfortable, because Youth Beat Radio is here to entertain, inform, and empower.
Calling, and the sky is clear and bright. Misty mountains sing and beckon, lead me out into the light. I will ride, I will fly, chase the wind and touch the sky. I will fly, chase the wind and touch the sky. Secrets and mountains are fierce and bold. Deep waters hold reflections of times lost long ago. I will hear their every story. Take hold of my own dream. Be as strong as the seas are stormy.
Fallis with her song Touch the Sky, featured in the Disney Pixar movie Brave, which, by the way, is my favorite Disney movie. I'm Lindsay Hirsch here on Youth Beat Radio, trying to keep warm in the midst of a frigid Ohio winter. You know, while we're all trying our hardest to stay warm by layering clothes or, heck, just staying inside, it's sometimes nice to remember that there was a time when it wasn't a health hazard to step outside. In memory of those long ago times, this week's Positively Charged takes us back to the balmy month of November and a football game that aimed to change. Our ever-talented Upper Arlington students have more for you with their Positively Charged.
I'm positive. I'm positive. I'm positive. I'm positive. I'm positive. Positive.
A football game can be more than a sporting event. Football can bring people together for the game or for a cause. Friday, October 24th, the Upper Arlington Golden Bears had their senior night. Emotions were running high as seniors played their last game in a Bears uniform. But the game was more than that. It had a goal that united the whole community and affects everyone. To help people through the struggle of breast cancer, a cancer that affects a lot of people in this community. Will Mason weighs in on the atmosphere and impact of the game.
Well, for me, it's really awesome to have all these people come out and support the Stephanie Spielman Foundation and just give their support for this awesome cause.
This cancer movement isn't just relevant in this community. Major sports around America are getting involved with Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The NFL and MLB first come to mind for their bright and powerful pink uniforms. Not just sports are involved, other events involve the Stephanie Spielman Fund. The Buckeye Cruise is among one of them. Barb Coate, a Buckeye Cruise passenger, has more on this event.
The Buckeye Cruise for Cancer, the first few years, Stephanie and the family actually came on. Then she got too ill to come, and now we carry on without her. And this will be the eighth year that the cruise has taken place. The entire cruise ship is Buckeye Cruisers. It's like a huge tailgate for 3 days. We cruise the Caribbean, and we go someplace different every year.
These positives outweigh the negatives. Many people are being treated and cured because of this involvement. The fund raises important money to help thousands. People in the community team up and fight this disease. The use also aids in this. The earlier people learn about the event, the more awareness the event gets. Gracie, head of the Spirit Club, talked about their role in the game.
Well, the theme for the game is Pink Out to honor the Stephanie Spielman Classic for breast cancer awareness. And I think that the game Friday will definitely be really inclusive of the whole community, because there will be parents, students from middle school, elementary school, the high school. And I think that it'll just like be a big, almost like a big like community gathering, and we'll be honoring Stephanie Spielman and the Spielman family, and raising money for breast cancer awareness and research. So I think that it'll be more than just a football game, but more of a community coming together. So
the best part of the event is how positive it is. It truly shows the kindness in people's hearts. I would like to thank my producer, Audrey Bull. This has been Ethan Bellamy from Youth Beat Radio.
Again, that was Positively Charged with students from Upper Arlington High School. By the way, folks, big shout out to Upper Arlington High School and Amanda Fountain students especially for producing so many great segments for us. We really appreciate all your efforts, and we're so happy that you've given us a piece of your immense talent. You really are something special. And we're not the only ones who think so. Kip Greenhill, former principal of Upper Arlington High School and current city council member, talks to Youth Beat Radio reporter Nishant Makija about what makes him so proud of Upper Arlington youth and what the council is doing to improve their experience within the community.
We are here with Mr. Kip Greenhill, who is on the Upper Arlington City Council. Welcome, Mr. Greenhill, to Youth Beat Radio.
Well, thank you very much, Nishant. It's good to be with you.
Nice to be with you as well. Mr. Greenhill, can you please tell our listeners a little bit about the Upper Arlington City Council?
It's a 7-member body, and council members serve for 4 years. And we've got a council right now that's working very actively together, but we've got some real major challenges. We've had a lot of reductions in revenues to our city, part of it through the recession that we've gone through, but through the elimination of the estate tax, which the state of Ohio did, and also reductions in state aid. Like a lot of communities and school districts, we have some real challenges. And as a result, we're going to our constituents, our community, and ask for an increase of 0.5% in the income tax, strictly to pay for infrastructure, for roads, water lines, sewer lines, gutters, and park work. So we've got a challenge ahead of us to keep on top of our infrastructure, but to also ask our constituents for more money during tough economic times.
Are you hopeful that that's going to pass?
Well, we're working hard at it to get our message out there, but I think any time you ask people in these type of economic times to pay more in taxes, it's going to be a tough sell. But we've been working hard to get our message out. A lot of our infrastructure right now is approaching 100 years of age.
How do you plan to make that message this time? Because last time it was not very easy.
Well, we're on the website, done mailings to the community. Our city manager has made himself available. We'll be in approximately 50 different homes talking with people, answering questions that they have, and publicity through campaign signs. Just about every traditional campaign mechanism we're using, like I say, to get our message out there, because it is an important one. We really need to take care of our infrastructure. It's gotten old.
Okay, so Mr. Greenhill, I want to move on and ask you some questions for our youth out there that might not know much about the Upper Arlington City Council. Can you tell me about how many individuals serve on the council?
Yeah, it's a 7-member council. And we're elected on alternating off years. So I was elected last November in 2013, and that's a 4-year term. 4 of us were elected. Then in next November, the other 3 members will be up for election. But there are term limits in Upper Arlington, which makes us a little different than a lot of communities. So you're only allowed to serve 2 4-year terms.
You used to be the principal at Upper Arlington High School for many, many years. What made you decide to go from education to run on the city council?
I went into education with the idea of being, I think all of us have a responsibility to give to other people, to help other people. That's why I became a teacher. That's why I was a principal for 41 years. And I still believe that. And I thought that perhaps I could serve by representing the community on city council, giving back. I think we all have a responsibility to give to our community.
So can you tell me a little bit about some of the committees you serve on here on the city council? Tell me a little bit about some of the responsibilities on those councils as well.
Well, the one big committee that I'm on is the Community Improvement Corporation. And really, we're looking at development for the city. Because we have to look at growing our revenues, not just by increasing taxes, but we're looking at how can we attract businesses to our community. And a lot of that deals with zoning, and that can be very controversial because not many people want to see, you know, businesses located in their private neighborhoods. So we have to balance growth and also keeping this a welcoming residential community. But I'm on, the Community Improvement Corporation, and we're looking at what can we do to attract more business to this community, which will raise our tax revenues.
So would you say one of the biggest things happening in Upper Arlington right now is infrastructure and attracting more businesses to the area? Or would you say there's other big issues that you should know about?
Well, I think you just hit on the two big things. We've got to take care of this infrastructure. I mean, it's critical. But the other part of it that goes hand in hand is how do we pay for it? And that's where the income tax comes in, but it's also growing our revenues, you know, through companies. But the other part of it, and something we've been very active in over the years, even before I was on council, it's how can we run our government efficiently? And there's a number of areas. We're right now, for example, when it comes to efficiency, we're looking at perhaps consolidating our 911 calling service with other surrounding communities. Again, a way to potentially save money. That's something we're examining and exploring right now.
Okay. Let me ask you some questions regarding youth. How do you feel youth are helping out in the community? Do you think that they are doing enough?
Well, I mean, you know me, being your former high school principal. I think Upper Arlington youth, they are very special. They have a real loyalty to this community. I always took a lot of pride in every graduating class at that high school. Used to give over 20,000 hours of volunteer community service just in their senior year to the community. So I think our students, our young people, are very involved, very supportive of the community. There's a real sense of loyalty. And I think that's essential for a successful community. You have to have people that are continually looking at how can I give to this community? How can I make this community better? And Arlington students, of course, I'm going to sound a little arrogant here, but I think they're a cut above, and I think they do a lot to help make this community strong. They take a lot of pride in the community. I can't say enough about Arlington students.
What do you think are the biggest issues, though, concerning youth here in Upper Arlington? How do you think that might be different from other communities in Columbus? Obviously, this is a very good neighborhood compared to other places in Columbus. What would you say, though, is the biggest issue for them here?
Well, I think there's several issues. You know, one of them, and I'm going to go back to the education part of it. With over 90% of the students here going to college, is how do you pay for college? That's a huge issue, I think. That's not necessarily a city government issue, but how do students pay for college? The college indebtedness is a real concern for our country. College indebtedness is more than people's credit card debt. So it's very, very significant. I think that has to be dealt with.
I would like to also move on to another area with you, and that is civil engagement. I was wondering, how could you encourage more youth to get involved in local government? What can people do if they're interested in high school, for example?
Well, quite frankly, I think we have to do a better job in government of reaching out. How can we bring people in to government? You know, one of the things that I've done just through my connections 2 weeks ago, talk to students at Hastings Middle School. First of all, to let them know exactly what city government does, but also what are some of the ways that people can get involved in helping in their community. And it goes anywhere from volunteering to help coach, youth league athletic athletic teams. It's also involved in some of the Arbor Day activities through our Parks and Rec Department of planning and doing community cleanup. There's a whole series of things we can do to more actively engage students. And our city council has been trying to do that by bringing students in and a lot of times just recognizing them for some of their accomplishments, both educationally but also from a community service standpoint. But we've got to reach out more and bring students in.
And are they up to date with what's happening here in the community, do you feel? Do they know about some of the biggest issues, like you mentioned in the beginning of our interview, with infrastructure and the tax increase? Are they aware of that? Are there ways for them to get involved with educating other people about this?
Well, hopefully they're learning about issue 23, which is the income tax increase, and our need for it to really improve and upgrade and repair our infrastructure. Hopefully we're getting that message out. But it's not just young people. It's the community as a whole. One of the things that I've also started to do is every other week I have coffees where I invite 50 people to come in and have coffee with me. Mm-hmm. I end up getting about 5 or 6, but we sit down, there's no agenda, and we just talk about city government. And I ask them, how's it working? How's city government doing for you? Mm-hmm. And we just have a good roundtable discussion. But that's a small way of trying to get people involved in city government, but it also gives me feedback. How are we doing? How are our services?
Are there any other issues that city council is working on or have worked on related to youth recently?
One of the things we want to take a look at, it's really the connectivity in the community. It's very difficult for young people, and it's not just young people, but I'm going to focus on young people, to ride bikes mm-hmm. north and south in Upper Arlington. So with some of the street projects we're doing, I think we have to start looking at also having bike paths along those streets also to make it safe for young people, but all people, to ride. We also have to take a look at sidewalks mm-hmm. so that people can get out and walk and not drive their cars necessarily, mm-hmm. but walk. It's healthier, you know, for them, and it's cleaner for the environment.
You know, youth are always trying to get involved. You mentioned ways for them to get involved. I guess I'd like you to reiterate the things that they could do to continue getting involved. They have concerns or questions what's going on in the city. What should they be doing? How should they continue this activism, however they feel here in the city? And that is the final question I have for you.
Well, I think there's a couple things. You know, people can educate themselves by going, you know, to the website and seeing what a lot of the current issues are. But it's not just young people. A lot of our older constituents don't take the time. People get busy, and they don't do that. But there's other ways to get involved as far as volunteering to help the city out. I talked about through the recreation and the parks program mm-hmm. are all ways to do it. And also with, you know, just the planning and things like that that we do in the spring are all different ways for, you know, young people, you know, to be involved. It's a great community.
It really is. I've enjoyed our interview, Mr. Kip Greenhill. Thank you so much for being with us here on Youth Beat Radio.
Ishan, it's always good to see you, so thank you.
It's good to see you as well. Thank you.
Once again, ladies and gents, Kip Greenhill, Upper Arlington City Council member, a remarkable man with a remarkable vision. I'm Lindsay Hirsch here for Youth Beat on Columbus Community Radio. We'll give you a reprieve from our voices for a minute and take a music break. This is Anika Nani Rose singing Almost There from The Princess and the Frog.
Mama, I don't have time for dancing. That's just gonna have to wait a while. Ain't got time for messing around, and it's not my style. This old town can slow you down, people taking the easy way. But I know exactly where I'm going, getting closer and closer every day. And I'm almost there, I'm almost there. People down here think I'm crazy, but I don't care. Trials and tribulations, I've had my share. There ain't nothing gonna stop me now, 'cause I'm almost there.
I will admit, folks, next to Brave, that is one of my absolute favorite Disney movies. And considering it features frogs, it's a pretty nice transition into our creature feature. This week, we take a trip to the sunny shores of Africa, where we'll cross paths with the East African crowned crane. Standing at 4 feet tall, this elegant bird gets its name from the tall, stiff golden feathers that sit atop its head. Best known for intricate and beautiful mating dances, the East African crowned crane is seen as a sign of the rains, and its movements are often mimicked in traditional rain dances. It is the only crane that nests in trees, and although they are not known for flocking, there are several reports of 20 or more individuals living all together. Distinctive and beautiful, they are the national bird of Uganda and live all over eastern sub-Sahara Africa, feasting on the insects, lizards, and small mammals that populate wetlands and river areas. Now we've just got time to wrap things up with a quote. This week we turn to Rachel Carson, who said, among many other things, "What you do makes a difference, and you have to decide what kind of difference you want to make." For Youth Beat Radio on Columbus Community Radio, this is Lindsay Hirsch. Good night, Ohio. Stay warm. The views reflected in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of WCRS Columbus Community Radio or any of Youth Beat's sponsors. Youth Beat Radio is funded by the School of Environment and Natural Resources at Ohio State University, the Ohio State University, and the Ohio State University Extension's Outreach Program, as well as the Puffin Foundation West and private sponsors. Check us out on the web at youthbeat.osu.edu, or follow us on our Twitter page or our Facebook page.